schools, or informally through our families, friends, and the university of life that we all go through, or whether it's through the ministry of the church, all of those provide us with seeds. Seeds that can either be stored away, or seeds that can be sown and used in service. Jesus had a lot to say about using well what's been entrusted to us by God. Whatever root it's got to us, everything that we have, whether it's things we can see, like our possessions, things that we can count, like our money, or things that we can test, like our abilities to do certain things, they all come from God. It all comes from God and is given to us for a time to use. They're ultimately not ours. Everything we have is a gift from God, and we are the stewards, those who are responsible for looking after those things. There's a lovely prayer found in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Book of Chronicles. We often say this prayer when we receive the offering, the collection. It helps us to remember that it's not actually our money that we're giving, it's actually God's. We say, "Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own have we given you." In other words, we're giving it back to God. It's God's in the first place. Next week, we're going to hear from our church treasurers here in Harwell and in Chiltern about how much has been given in the past year to support the work of the church and how that money has been used. That's a report of our financial stewardship. And 2 weeks later in Harwell and the following week in Chiltern, we have our annual meetings, and we'll be electing church wardens, PCC members, appointing sidesmen, and so on. And also thinking about the other ways that people have served. In other words, how they have been stewards of the time and energy and talents that God has given them. Again, it's that focus on stewardship, using well what we've been entrusted with. If we use well those things, we will be fruitful. The point of our service here today is thinking about being fruitful, producing. We're designed to be fruitful, to be productive. Sometimes we can see it in the things that we have done or made, but sometimes it's less obvious. At the moment, I'm halfway through retiling the rectory kitchen. Now, the tiles have been in place for, I don't know, probably 40 years. But it's great because you get a really tangible result. You can see the difference. They used to be white tiles, now they're a different colour. It's obvious that something's happened. It's still very much halfway through. And, you know, it'll be finished at some point, but you do see something happening gradually. But there are lots of things that we don't get a tangible result. It's something that we can see, and it could be a bit more difficult for us sometimes to think, well, what have I achieved at the end of the day? A lot of us are in jobs like that, perhaps. We think, what have I actually done? I hadn't actually made something. But often those invisible things are more important than the visible things. We have these words in the memorial service when we remember those who have died. For the things that are seen are transient. That means they pass away, they don't last forever. But the things that are unseen are eternal. In other words, they last forever. Whether in a visible or invisible way, though, we should all be striving to use well what we have to be fruitful. Fruitfulness is the theme, really, of nature. It's what keeps everything going. Without a cycle of flowering, fertilization, fruiting, planting, growing, nature would just come to a halt, wouldn't it? To be fruitful is the way that it's meant to be for all of God's creation. It's the way it's meant to be for humans as well. When the Jews spoke of people being blessed, there's this idea about this idea of blessing is closely linked to being happy. We thought about this a couple of weeks ago in our services. But it's also closely linked to the idea of being fulfilled. Filled full, and filled so full that we're overflowing and being a blessing to others. So true blessing actually then sort of blesses others in a way that's like overflowing. The Jewish idea of blessedness is tied up with being fruitful. It's about being the people and doing the things that we're meant to be, flourishing. We use that lovely word of a flower or a plant. And humans as well can flourish. Isn't it wonderful when we see people flourishing? We want our children to flourish. We want people that we love and care for to flourish, to really be the people and do the things that they're meant to be. God has created in every single human being enormous potential from that microscopic single cell which develops in the womb and beyond into a living, breathing, walking, etc., human being, able to do amazing things. Of course, we're able to do terrible things as well, but we all have this enormous potential to be fruitful. But to be so, we need to use what we have, as we were being reminded earlier. We're not to store away that seed, but to plant and to water it. That's the only way it will grow. But that could be quite a scary thing. It's much easier just to hold on to what we have. And there's a parable about that. Jesus gives another story about the man who was afraid to use what he had been given. But we have to use it. A seed will not grow unless it's planted. And we will not be fruitful unless we use what we have. But it can be scary to do that. We need to be brave. We need boldness to step outside our comfort zone to actually do something. It can be scary playing in an orchestra. I've played in bands and orchestras. And particularly when you're learning an instrument, you know, you think, well, is everyone going to be looking at me? I'm going to be making mistakes. And you do. All musicians make mistakes all the time, even including the professionals. They're able to cover it up. That's being clever and professional. You can cover up your mistakes. But that, you know, these talented individuals are taking a risk performing in front of everyone. Everyone, you know, when you stand on the door doing the welcome or serving the coffee or managing the finances, it's a scary thing to do quite often, and you're putting yourself out there and you're thinking, you're making yourself vulnerable. But we have to do these things if we're going to actually do any good, if we're going to be fruitful, to live fruitful, fulfilled lives that bless others, that grow the church, that extend the kingdom, and ultimately change the world. We have to take a risk. We have to plant that seed, and we have to trust it to God as well. We need to take what we have been given to put it into action in our families, in our church, in our schools, in our communities. We need to be bold, and we need to aim high as individuals and as a church, and we need to commit to investing our time, investing our talents, investing our money, and investing it for a crop that by God's grace will grow to 100 times more than what was sown. Amen. Still me, isn't it? Yeah, I did this last service. Just following on from this, it seems appropriate really that we should be turning to God and saying,